News in the Church, Evening News, July 2nd, 2024, by Paul Johannes Ness. Welcome to News from the Church, your source for Catholic news and updates from around the world. The news is edited by Paul Johannes Ness, and you're listening to EWTN Norway. This is the Evening News for July 2nd, 2024. Let's begin. Our first story tonight focuses on Cardinal Gerhard Müller, who has been promoted to the rank of Cardinal Priest. Cardinal Müller, formerly a prefect of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, has been a prominent figure in Catholic circles for many years. Known for his robust theological insights and unwavering commitment to the teachings of the Church, Cardinal Müller has been a vocal advocate for traditional Catholic doctrine. His promotion to Cardinal Priest is a recognition of his extensive contributions to the Church. Cardinal Müller has authored numerous books and articles on theology, providing clarity and guidance on complex doctrinal issues. He has been a steadfast defender of the faith, often speaking out on contemporary moral and ethical challenges facing the Church. His elevation to Cardinal Priest also signifies the Vatican's appreciation for his service and dedication. Cardinal Müller expressed his gratitude upon receiving the news, stating, "I am deeply honored by this recognition. My commitment to the Church and its teachings remains as strong as ever. I will continue to serve with humility and dedication, upholding the truths of our faith and supporting the faithful in their spiritual journey." The promotion also highlights Cardinal Müller's role in fostering dialogue within the Church. He has been involved in various initiatives aimed at promoting unity and understanding among different Catholic communities. His efforts in theological education have helped many priests and laypeople deepen their understanding of the faith. This promotion is not only a personal honor for Cardinal Müller, but also a significant moment for the Church as it continues to navigate the complexities of the modern world. Next, we turn to Opus Dei, which is currently deliberating its strategy for Central Europe as part of a synodal process. This strategic planning session aims to address the challenges and opportunities facing the Catholic Church in the region. Opus Dei leaders are focusing on enhancing evangelization efforts, supporting local clergy, and fostering community engagement. And this initiative is seen as a vital step in strengthening the Church's presence and influence in Central Europe. In the United States, over 1,000 faithful participated in a Eucharistic procession through downtown Nashville. The procession, which included stops at historic churches, was a powerful display of faith and devotion. Participants carried the Blessed Sacrament through the streets, drawing attention to the importance of the Eucharist in Catholic life. The event culminated in a Mass, where the community gathered to celebrate and reflect on the significance of the Eucharist. Pope Francis has announced his prayer intention for the month of July 2024. The Holy Father is calling on the faithful to pray for the elderly, that they may be cherished and respected in society. Pope Francis emphasized the wisdom and experience that older generations bring to the community and urged everyone to ensure that they are valued and supported. This intention highlights the Church's commitment to honoring and caring for the elderly. In Spain, a priest has presented his thesis on the psychological state of the nuns in Belorado, arguing that they are living in a state of paranoia. The thesis suggests that the nun's behavior is influenced by external pressures and a sense of isolation. This study has sparked discussions on the mental health and well-being of religious communities. The Church is looking into these findings to better understand and support the nuns in their spiritual and personal lives. From Africa, Pope Francis has appointed Archbishop Janusz Urbanczyk, a native of Poland, as the Apostolic Nuncio to Angola. This appointment is part of the Vatican's ongoing efforts to strengthen diplomatic relations and support the local church in Angola. Archbishop Urbanczyk brings a wealth of experience and a deep commitment to fostering the growth of the Catholic faith in the region. His appointment is expected to enhance the church's mission and outreach in Angola. In Egypt, renowned Christian artist Magda Al-Romi's work continues to inspire and resonate with the faithful. Al-Romi's artwork, which blends traditional and contemporary elements, reflects his deep spirituality and devotion. His pieces have gained international acclaim, drawing attention to the rich cultural and religious heritage of Egyptian Christians. Al-Romi's dedication to his craft and faith serves as a powerful testament to the enduring influence of Christian art. Finally, we have a story celebrating the legacy of Pope Benedict XVI. The late Pope, who passed away in December 2022, left an indelible mark on the Catholic Church. July 2nd marks what would have been the 67th anniversary of his ordination to the priesthood. Pope Benedict XVI, born Joseph Ratzinger, was a profound theologian and leader. His writings and teachings continue to influence the Church today. The Vatican has commemorated his contributions with various events and publications reflecting on his life and work. His legacy endures in the hearts of many faithful who remember his gentle guidance and deep spiritual wisdom. That brings us to the end of today's episode. Thank you for joining us on News from the Church. Remember to tune in tomorrow for the morning news, where we'll bring you more updates and stories from the global Catholic community. God bless you all, and may your faith continue to inspire and guide you. This is EWTN Norway, wishing you a peaceful and blessed evening.